بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has told us in the Quran Majid that if we want success, then we have to follow Allah and we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect. In the verse I recited, Allah ta'ala says, if you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Allah ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say to them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يحببكم الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, and Allah will forgive you your sins. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني, whoever loves my sunnah, then truly that person loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannat. And the poet says, if you are really true in your love, لَأَطَعْتَهُ, then you would have followed him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ, because the one that loves always follows his beloved. This was seen in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they were prepared to sacrifice everything for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we also, if we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our own desires, our own mannerisms, our own ways, we should want to sacrifice it. We should sacrifice it to follow the way and the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to our personal selves, outwardly, internally also, whatever is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should make sure that we learn that and we adopt that. When it comes to our hair, for example, the hair on our head, then over and over we have heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited the cutting in the style of what we call qaza', cutting short in some places, leaving it long in other places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a maxim and a principle that don't follow and imitate the Yahud and the Nasara. So many ahadith, أَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever imitates a nation, then he is counted as part of them. And that is a sign of love. Wearing a certain hairstyle is a sign that I have love for that. Some people make their hairstyle according to the celebrity that they like, and they use the word idol also. So we made that our idol, and therefore we are following. In our lives, we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ihya-ud-Din has highlighted recently the position of the beard in Islam. Our senior ulama have always highlighted the external sunnats together with the internal sunnats, that we need to look like a Muslim. The topi on the head, a male should have a beard, a sunnah beard, not a designer beard. One of our senior ulama said that sometimes a person wants to play both roles. He wants to look smart also, but at the same time, he doesn't want to look down upon in the masjid. So he'll have a beard, but he will trim it and he will shape it. So it's a designer beard. So it's not a sunnah beard. So there also he is sinful. The dressing of a Muslim, the pants above the ankles for a male. So ulama have said that these are great, great sunnats. They bring tremendous amount of noor and benefit for a person. And the beard is such a sunnah, when a person passes away, that is one evident sunnah he takes with him in the qabr. The clothing will not come with him in the qabr. The miswak will not come with him in the qabr. Many other sunnats will not come with him. But the one evident sunnah, so to say, he will meet the angels in the grave, Munkar and Nakir, and he will have the sunnah beard. So this should be itself an encouragement for us to keep the beard. Nevertheless, there are many, many authentic ahadith that have been reported regarding the importance of keeping a beard according to the sunnah length, not shaving or trimming it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited the ummah from resembling the Jews, fire worshippers, and the mushrikeen who shave or trim the beards. Let us read one hadith for today, and there are 10 ahadith that have been prepared. Inshallah, over the next few days, we will read these ahadith. The first hadith says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خالف المشركين أحف الشوارب وأوف اللحاء رواه مسلم. This is a hadith of Muslim Sharif, authentic narration, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, oppose the ways of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, remove the mustaches completely and lengthen the beards. Remove the mustaches completely and lengthen the beards. This was the sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.